Nolte, MSNBC staffers upset over Sharpton's $500,000 payola from Kamala. By John Nolte on November 28, 2024. Believe it or not, there are people at far-left MSNBC pretending to have journalistic scruples over the Al Sharpton payola scandal. In September, the Kamala Harris campaign forwarded a cool $250,000 to a nonprofit run by MSNBC contributor and fake civil rights activist Al Sharpton. In October, the donation was doubled. All in all, Sharpton received $500,000 from the Harris campaign, and then. On October 20, Sharpton used the mighty MSNBC network resources to conduct a fawning interview with Kamala Harris. MSNBC was unaware of the donations made to the National Action Network. A network spokesperson told the Washington Free Beacon, the outlet that originally broke the scandal 2 weeks ago. That 2 weeks ago was important because in the 2 weeks since the story broke, nothing has changed. The network has not disclosed the donation to its disintegrating viewership. Sharpton continues to make his usual appearances without addressing the donation. Boy, Democrats sure got it good. However, Fox News Digital did find some MSNBC staffers pretending to have journalistic standards. Anonymously, naturally, they are outraged. No one's surprised that anybody at MSNBC was rooting for Harris. This feels like another level of nonsense. This has a bit of a dirty feel to it, a current MSNBC staffer told Fox. These things happen and they don't bounce around MSNBC all that much. Like people just don't care. This one feels, I'd say, there's a deeper disappointment. This feels kind of grifty and gross. There is a sense among the people I've spoken to that this feels like something wrong and that something should be done about it. It just doesn't sit well with people. That kind of money should not be changing hands to people who are cosplaying being a journalist. Maybe that's not a fair term because I don't know, is he a journalist? The employee continued. I don't know. But that just feels a little bit like pay to play and it doesn't feel right in an organization that we're all still part of. I find this absurd. MSNBC is one giant pay to play network. That's all it is. Every single second of MSNBC, and CNN, is transactional. The anchors and contributors spew outrageous lies and spread fear porn so that MSNBC will overpay them. When they are not spreading misinformation and dehumanizing the right, MSNBC staffers are saying what they need to say to enjoy entree to everything from cocktail parties the government leaks to all kinds of unearned access. When you label yourself a news organization and refuse to do or say or report anything that might diminish your status, that's payola. When you label yourself a news organization and actively participate in this Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7 hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. The Biden sharp as attack hoax. The Iowa poll hoax. Well, that makes you garbage. If after all of the above, you still work for MSNBC, or CNN or The Washington Post, New York Times, CBS, NBC, AMC, PBS. NPR. I don't want to hear how something finally crossed a line. You have no line. You're probably angry only because the fake reverend didn't cut you off a piece. Free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.